Well, I just signed up for Medicare, so that took my age. Not fun. That sounds older than 65 somehow. The Lord has really answered a lot of prayers. If y'all have a chance, I have my laptop back there, and it shows different things of the church in Pachuca. I know Joe and Debbie have something, and John and Karen, and what they were saying is really true. I mean, the fruit is y'all's. Y'all have been faithful and not only in offerings, but pray for us, pray for the ones that got saved. So it's y'all's fruit. I hope y'all will take time to look, because the faith is, it makes it easier to pray, I think, and they are very thankful to y'all. All the people down there are. So I hope you'll take time to look at the different pictures back there. We are really thankful to everyone for your prayers, your offerings all throughout these 37 years. The work and the fruit from it is yours, as I said. The Lord's mercies are new every morning, and we are really grateful that He has seen fit to use us these years. It is just His mercy, it really is. The church in Pachuca is doing well, although only a small growth in numbers, and it really hasn't been a lot of growth. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to be able to say that there's been a lot of people saved. There has been a few, and they're growing, but there's not real big numbers. But the growth in the brethren is. Amen. They're really growing. According to the need, several of the ladies have taken on ministries. Some evangelize at the government hospital, where they're able to talk to many people who are waiting to see their families at 15-minute intervals a couple of times a day. In other words, all they have is time. They have spoken to many people, and from these conversations have gotten some Bible studies. Additionally, some women visit different members in the church to encourage them, and that's been a real blessing to see them taking on ministries that, you know, they've decided to do. They see the need, and they're doing it.
Amen.
Observing the women grow in the Lord has been one of my greatest blessings. There are four men, three of them are young men, and one middle-aged, that preach and teach in the meetings. Besides Mike and Noe, there's preaching hour, teaching hour, and they take turns, different ones. They're doing really well, and they're eager to be taught. One of these young men, Jose Luis, he's about 24, decided to preach twice a week downtown. He's a student, and he works to put himself through school. But he preaches Monday and Wednesday nights, and Mike decided to go with him as much as he can. Sometimes he's out of town, but he goes with him as much as he can. And then they've had a lot of good talks, and I've been keeping in touch with him to encourage him, and he said there's different ones that are accompanying from the church right now, but they're getting some good talks. And then another young man, Rodolfo, preaches on Thursdays, and Noé goes with him. Some of the other brothers show up, whoever can, to preach and to pass out tracts. So there's several that have just, the night that they can go or the nights they can go, they do. And then what has been a blessing to me is because these ladies are doing this, we've been there 15 years, and for probably 12 of those, I'm thinking, we went door to door and, you know, just did everything with the ladies. And they were kind of followed us. But when this started happening, they started doing their own, you know, they decided, we're going to do this. We're going to go to the hospitals. We're going to visit. Then not only is that a blessing to see them doing that, but I have gotten a chance to do what I feel is my ministry, which is to meet with them one-on-one. I invite them out for coffee. I find out what day they can or what time of day. And I meet with them. And sometimes it's if I see a need that I need to speak to them about. Most of the time it's just getting to know each other better and get a little more trust so that if they have anything they want to talk about. So that's been a real blessing, because I feel like that now, after 37 years, I feel like I'm doing my ministry. Something that's real close to me. Anyway, I do pray that the Lord will bless my time with them, and I ask you to pray that He will give me wisdom to advise them. And 1 Peter 4:11, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, and let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And the last part of it really touched me, because I, you know, especially in the last year, well, I don't know, I'm not sure how long it's been that I've been doing this, but the ability which God giveth, and it's all to give God the glory. And I just pray, I ask you to pray that I will have that ability, I will have wisdom as I speak with these ladies, and that the Lord will continue to work in Pachuca and in the church there. We really thank y'all for your support, for your prayers. It's been a long time, it's been many, many years, and it really is, you know, whatever fruit there is, it is y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Susan.
Boy, they get that brief, I'm going to set them up.